Hoosier adoption records were sealed back in 1941. In the early 1990s, the legislature took action to open records, starting with those born in 1994. Those adoptees are now turning 21. All adoptees can register with the state at the age of 21, requesting access to their records, but those in the 52-year gap only get identifying birth records if a birth parent has consented. The rest are out of luck. Such is the case with this 36-year-old born March 23, 1978.
Well, I was born in Indiana, Lake County area. That's what I know. What I've told was in East Chicago, St. Catharines, is what I've been told. What I've learned lately is got switched to St. Margaret's and Hammond. I was told that I was adopted at the 6 months. My birth name was Paulino Santos Guerrero, and it was changed to Paul Anthony Pitts.
Pitts joined the Marines out of high school and began his search when he got out.
In 2003 or 4, I started searching because questions, you know, you just want to know, do I have other family out there, other brothers and sisters or aunts and uncles? Medical reasons, you know, it's not fun always going to the hospital and you're always like, okay, I don't know. You know, and then you're like, whatever, nothing's ever going to happen until that day stuff starts happening. Now you need answers.
His birth mom has a fairly common name, so the internet has not been much help. And because she has not registered with the state, he has made very little progress in the last dozen years.
It was like a back and forth thing. I would start and I, whatever, then start again, get a little information, then get to a dead end, then stop. And then fighting with the state is never fun because you get the same information back and forth, you know. And then trying to find an original birth certificate, you find out they destroyed it. And it's like, why would you destroy it? That's not fair.
Pam Krosky says there are many Paul Pittses out there. She is president of Indiana Here, Hoosiers for Equal Access to Records. It's a lobbying organization set up to help get Senate Bill 352 through the General Assembly.
Adoptees that were born prior to 1941 or after January 1st, 1994, they are able to access their identifying information and their original birth certificate. So what we are doing is evening that out so the adoptees 41 to 93 would have the same rights.
Krosky says the state would give the adoptees paperwork to send out to the courts or adoption agencies calling for the release of records.
Each one of those places will then mail back to the adoptee what they have on file. So, you know, you can learn about allergies and things that might not have gotten passed on, or you may learn, you know, obviously height, weight. You actually see if you were a single birth.
Krosky is an adoptee herself. In the late 80s, without the help of the internet, she was able to find her birth mom.
I was staying at home at that point. I just had my first son and started searching. It took me about 10 months and I found her. It was, you know, a long drawn out process, and I had some small amounts of information which helped, so I went that route and found my mother and two sisters.
Krosky says her reunion was a positive one and feels lucky she had many good years before her mom died of breast cancer. Having that medical information has also empowered her to better monitor her own health. Senate Bill 352 has overwhelmingly passed the Senate and awaits action in the Indiana House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Danoon.